Hollywood celebs smear RNC speakers, MAGA hat is the new white supremacy hood. By David Ng on August 25, 2020. Left-wing Hollywood stars launched vicious attacks against Republican National Convention speakers on Tuesday, hurling insults at members of the Trump family, Vice President Mike Pence, and Covington Catholic student Nicholas Sandman. The second night of the RNC brought out leftist Hollywood's nasty side as celebrities flocked to social media to mock and demean President Donald Trump supporters. Stars including Alyssa Milano, Michael Rapaport, Judd Apatow, and Kumail Nanjiani went low in their attempts to tear down the Trump administration. Titanic star Frances Fisher appeared to be responding to Nicholas Sandman's speech when she called the MAGA hat the new hashtag white supremacy hood. Sandman put on a MAGA hat at the end of his speech. Actor Michael Rapaport insulted Tiffany Trump, screaming "Shut the fuck up with those fake fucking chompers!" at the television. Left-wing actor and host of ABC's Match Game Alec Baldwin claimed the regular American speakers were all high on drugs. Actor Dave Bautista melted down over welcoming five people being naturalized during the convention. Actress Alyssa Milano tweeted that Vice President Pence is full of shit. She also called Republicans monsters. Filmmaker Judd Apatow snarked at President Trump's naturalization ceremony where he welcomed five new U.S. citizens. Actor Kumail Nanjiani encouraged people to tune out of Tuesday's RNC broadcast. Actor Josh Charles also attacked Nicholas Sandman, focusing bizarrely on his teeth. Actor Wendell Pierce pushed for the end of privatized prisons. Actor Frank Whaley insulted President Trump's immigration policies. He also pushed the discredited Russia collusion hoax. Comedian Wanda Sykes snarked that viewers at home should play a drinking game whenever a speaker tells a lie. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.